The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment today. Tuesday, March the 25th, 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's an all guy day.
Yes, sir.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, it's also National Medal of Honor Day.
National Medal of Honor Day. That's right. It's not Congressional Medal of Honor. It's Medal of Honor, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know about that.
It's Medal of Honor Day. Might look it up and see how many Medal of Honor recipients are still alive. As you can imagine, this award is usually presented posthumously because of the just the nature of the award and the danger that a man or a woman puts themselves in front of. I don't believe there's, unless you go back to like the 1860s, something like that, that a woman has won the medal. The medal, according to a friend of mine who was awarded the medal, it changes you in ways. It makes you very aware of who you are and what you do in life. It's not a burden, but it is a heavy responsibility. So good morning, everybody. And, oh, you have a Chevy truck, right?
Yeah, I got a 2018 Chevy Colorado.
Yeah.
With a crew cab.
With a crew cab. And you've discovered?
No child car seat can fit in the back.
How can that be?
So we went out yesterday.
Is the seat too narrow? I mean, the truck seat, is it too narrow?
Yeah, the back seat, it's too small. So yesterday we went and got our car seat and tried to put it in the back. And I said, wait a minute. And, you know, the passenger seat, the truck, was so far forward just to get that thing in rear facing. So I'm going to try. I mean, I spent an hour trying to get it figured out, researching, and I'm going to try and see. I'm going to have to trade it in, I think. Maybe I can get lower payments, too, because my payments are crazy.
Well, what about maybe it's the car seat?
Maybe a different car seat.
I try a different car seat before I go in and trade the truck in.
I mean, this is one of the, like, you know, they're quality, but they're like the lower end of the Graco brand.
Yeah.
It's because it's rear facing, which is, for smaller kids, that's what you do. You face it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They're kind of standard. So I'm a little concerned about it.
I used to stand up in the back seat.
That truck's making some funny noises anyway.
I used to stand up in the back seat. I used to sleep in, if you remember, the, you know, the old cars that were in the 50s and early 60s. My sister and I would sleep in the back. Used to be able to sleep in the back, in between the seat and the windshield. You could go lay back there. I remember that. That was before car seats. That was when the car seat was your mom reaching over with her arm when she hit the brakes to hold you there so you wouldn't bounce off the transmission or the dashboard.
Yeah, so just having a passenger in the front and the car seat in the back, it doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
And I've got two kids, you know, now.
Yeah. Well, bet you didn't think of that, did you?
No. And maybe a minivan in my future.
A minivan. A soccer mom's van. There's what you need. I tell you, the most danger I ever felt when I was riding my motorcycle was on the road from Phoenix to Flagstaff. My buddy and I, we were cranking down the road. I don't know, maybe 70, 75. And this soccer mom van driven by a guy that was just staring at us. pulled up alongside us. He must have had that thing floored. And he was just staring at us, and we're kind of looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, buddy, what, you want to be here? You want to be riding my Harley? I know you do. Instead, you're in there with your soccer mom's band going as fast as you can up the road. Anyway, I think the people that, no, not everybody, but I think there's a possibility that, you know, some guys who all of a sudden they've got three kids and a soccer and a van when they've been used to driving, you know, muscle cars or something. Now they're driving vans. There's something, you know, they're just, they have little mini moments of road rage. Okay. We used to say Reading was the sunniest city anywhere. I believe that. People told me, oh gosh, it's the second sunniest city in California. I mean, this is, you know, it beats Palm Springs sometimes. And, you know, I just believed it. Well, that's what I get for believing word of mouth. They did a study that by the World Meteorological Organizations, the 10 sunniest cities in the U.S., if you're waiting for this, Yuma, Arizona. Now, I believe that. You know, having been not stationed there, but I've worked there several times at Yuma. It is hot, and the sun is everywhere. Okay, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Tucson, El Paso, Reno. Now, California breaks it on the seventh city. Seventh most sunny city in California is Sacramento. Number eight is Fresno. Number nine, are you ready for this? Red Bluff, California.
Oh.
Ooh. And then Flagstaff. Now, I've been to Flagstaff numerous times. It just doesn't strike me as having the 10th sunniest city in the United States when 4 months it snowed in. Come on, how can you do that? Anyway, okay. Now, you're probably wondering how many sunny days we have here. And let me see. I thought I had it. Oh, 172 days of sun annually. That's what we have in Reading. However, Red Bluff averages 178 days. Sacramento's 188 days. And what it measures is clear sunny days, not hours of sun per year. Anyway, Red Bluff beat us.
So, oh man, we got that mural up. You know, it says Reading. Welcome to Reading, yeah. Sunniest city. We're going to have to do a paint over that.
No, I don't know. Hey, what's the World Meteorological Society as opposed to an artist right here in Redding, California, putting it in? I say leave it and let them come after us. Sue us.
Yeah.
Sue us.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Okay, I had an experience at the DMV yesterday. The California DMV, the one right here in Redding.
Uh-oh.
I've been to the DMV before where I've waited for literally a couple of hours. You know, you don't have an appointment, you know, all this stuff, and just doing something. Been in there for an hour and a half. So I came prepared this time. I was changing over the title for the new truck. And I had all my information. I had they say you've got to bring you've got to have it smogged before you can do it. So I went down and had it smogged, even though it had been smogged like 2 months ago, but I had it smogged again. Went in there. First of all, I walked in and there was a line to be, you know, about what you wanted. It wasn't too bad, and we moved through that. And then I got to the lady, said, you know, I'm getting a title, private person, blah, blah. She said, your number is B059. I said, thank you. And I went over. I had a bag full of all the information I needed. And so I pull out my phone, which is one of the good things for phones. So I'm reading a book on my phone. And I look up, and it was B57 already. I mean already. So now I'm looking at it. It skipped B58, went right to B59. I get up. I walk over to number 7. Real nice lady, told her what I was doing. She took care of everything. wrote her a check because they do take the check right then. I was in and out getting a new title, or a title, you know, passed into my name, new title. From the time I walked in to the time I walked out was 15 minutes. Come on.
Wow.
When has that ever happened? And, I mean, they were moving through people like, I mean, quick. So I want to just do a shout-out to the DMV in Reading yesterday, March the 24th, and say what a great job you guys did. I mean, I just said, this was really painless. And she goes, well, we try to make it as painless as possible. I mean, it's after I wrote her a check for $2,000. But still. All right. I just had to give a shout-out to the California DMV in Reading for March the 24th for the two ladies I worked with. Extremely helpful, extremely nice. So, now, let's take a break, because we've got a bunch of stuff today happening. We want to talk about the public safety meeting that was happening last night. And we got a couple announcements that are, you know, pretty important. And we'll be right back.
A semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd annual spring plant sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo
show in the country.
Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more.
Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor.
Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7.
And an after party with live music.
Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford.
Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30.
And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day.
Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30.
Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Are you not getting treatment for work injuries, which can be life-changing because of denials or unexplained long periods of time, delays? Anything that's going on and it's just not working out for you, you need to talk to an expert in workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. He's going to tell you what's happening. The guy is just upright and honest, veteran, former law enforcement, and lawyer, and he's there to help you. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that knows what he's doing and is going to fight for you. Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. You know, I forgot to do the weather. Today, another day, mostly sunny. Not as sunny as Red Bluff. Mostly sunny with a high near 85. But then it starts getting tonight. It's going to start getting cloudy. And then a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 73. However, showers likely tomorrow night. Chances of precipitation, 70%. Thunderstorms, Wednesday night. Thursday, showers, high near 61. Friday, showers, chance of precipitation, 80% on Friday. So, and a high near 58. Friday night, showers. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Then that night, maybe showers. Sunday, showers likely. And Monday, showers likely. So here we go into 2 days with highs near 61. Today, Tuesday, high near 86 today. And then it starts changing. And then we find out that it's not happening, Red Bluff, because they're sunnier than we are. So there's the weather, and it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, great people down there, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, what else we have here? Oh, they had the public safety meeting last night. Now, there's not a lot of reporting on it because it just happened last night. However, if you remember when they had the earlier meeting in February, the Redding and Anderson Police Department, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, of course, this is the Board of Supervisors meeting, District Attorney, Public Defender, Probation, and the Superior Court were all there. And he got a picture of most of them right there in one time. Okay, what are the issues? And the issues are $5 million short in the Redding budget. That's one of the issues. And their, you know, the records management system is called, it's new, and it's called Premier One. And as Sheriff Johnson said, this thing is worthless. It's a struggle, according to Brian Barner, to get the records. And, you know, if you can imagine how many write-ups, how the number of records that have to do with arresting, stopping, you know, all of this. But the system isn't working correctly. It's not an easy system to work with. So they spend extra hours trying to make this thing work. The system is just horrific, according to Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. And it's labor intensive. And they're unable to use it for the things they originally bought it for. So I would think that that's probably something somebody's going to look in is, and how do we get this thing? How are we sold a bill of goods on this? And then, of course, Stephanie Bridget, who will be on tomorrow, was addressing staffing issues. If nothing changes, something is going to have to change by office. We might not prosecute certain crimes just to get it to a manageable level where we don't have prosecutors who are leaving to go to work in civil firms or other DA offices that are fully staffed for the amount of caseload they have. So, we're in trouble in River City. Repeat offenders. And, you know, we got to get them off the streets and keep them off the streets. Everybody agrees. So this is going to be, we'll get the, right from the person who was there last night, Stephanie Bridget, who's on tomorrow. And we're going to talk about it. This is just, you know, lack of judges, lack of district attorneys, lack of, people to support that in the public defender's office and the jail. I mean, the jail, it kind of revolves around the jail. If we had a 1,000-person jail, you wouldn't be having a lot of these problems. And there's no jail on the horizon at all. So, anyway, did that make you feel better?
No.
Okay, what else we have here? Let me go into Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's tomorrow.
Oh, this is cool.
Is going to donate proceeds to a local organization called Caring Heroes, which is an equestrian organization that works with veterans to work with their PTSD, physical impairments, and other things. The fundraiser is one that Jersey Mike has held over the last several years. They're going to donate all their proceeds, get this, all their proceeds to Caring Heroes tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be at the one in Reading. And so we're going down. They've raised over half of the nonprofit's annual budget each year. So what you do is you go down there, and when you buy something from Jersey Mike's, all the proceeds are going to do that. So I can get into the fact how they've rescued horses, 60 horses, 70 individuals they've been helping. If you watch them on Facebook, you can see they'll go out and they'll rescue a horse, train it, and then a veteran can use it. Let me see what else. Now, they've also been collecting donations through the month of March. This is Jersey Mike's, and all proceeds collected on Wednesday, all proceeds will go directly to Caring Heroes. So Jersey Mike's, it's off of, what is that?
Hilltop.
Hilltop. It's in the Trader Joe's shopping center area there, and the people that own it, the Mills, are just great people.
Awesome.
This is not the only thing they've done. When you think of franchises, I tell you what, the Mills have done so much for our community in a lot of different ways, and this is just one of them. So tomorrow we head down to Jersey Mike's, and we get one of the, and their sandwiches are great. So, okay. Now, I'm supposed to have Shasta Grand Jury. Do you see the Shasta Grand Jury sitting out there?
No, just sunshine.
I'm looking out there. Maybe they're waiting outside to come in at 7:30. Probably not. I wonder why. They call me. They chase me around until, and I'm not saying this is the grand jury does this, but other people. Okay, so I set up a sign. Then it's a balancing act, trying to move all, you know, everybody around. And then if they don't show up, what are you supposed to do? Okay, I'll stop whinging about it. That's just. Oh, by the way, Linda and I would love to apologize for yesterday. And why is that? It's because at the end of the show, you weren't here, David. At about 3 minutes left, I completely went. And that was it. I couldn't think of a thing to say. And Linda was sitting here giggling at me. And I just kind of looked around the studio. I mean, I was getting ready to tell Christina, just, you know, play Proud to Be American for the next 3 minutes.
That'd be
you know?
Yeah.
Yep, then I could have done that. And so, you know, let's make sure that we have, what we need to do is have some songs queued up, just in case that's the first time that has happened to me in 15 years. I mean, that was it. There wasn't a thing. I had my computer open, everything. It was just, I should send $1 to every person that had to listen to me yesterday in the last 3 minutes of the show. That's how bad it was. And Linda was of no assistance. She was reveling in the fact that I was sitting here babbling. So, okay, let's take a quick break. It's 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Redding, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land and sea swipe to win drawing. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Sea-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Sea-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bot. Okay, the 25th of March, 7:34 in the morning. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, the Reading Rodeo is seeking talent to sing the national anthem. They're having an open audition. It's going to be this Saturday from 12 to 3 down in the Reading Rodeo Association's clubhouse. It's down there, but you know, rodeo, you know where the rodeo grounds are. Just go all the way to the, come drive all the way past the ticket office, and there's a gate there, and just drive in there and park. And from 12 to 3, there's going to be open call auditions for somebody that wants to sing the national anthem, all ages. Just come in there. It's going to start at noon, and it's first come, first serve, and you have to do certain things. You have to bring a recent picture of yourself, and you're going to be singing the national anthem a cappella in front of Linda Bach. And another voice teacher in there, and a couple other people that you all will know and love. The national anthem, of course, starts every rodeo, but it's also nationally televised. So the winner of this will sing on Wednesday and Thursday night. We'll have one for Wednesday, one for Thursday, the way it's set up right now. One's for Native American a night on Wednesday, and one's on family night for Thursday. All ages. They're, you know, in fact, if you've got a grandkid or a kid, youngster, 10, you know, 9, 8, if they can sing, and they can sing the national anthem with enthusiasm, why don't you bring them on down there Saturday to the Reading Rodeo Grounds, to the Reading Rodeo Association Clubhouse. Bring a photo, and you've got to be available during that time frame. As you get selected, your name's going to be in the program and all those kind of things. And like I said, it's nationally televised on the Cowboy Channel. So, okay. From 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
That is cool.
It is cool. Oh, it's cool. You know, usually, you know, Linda sets up the different people, but this year that she said, let's just have an open audition. We got a lot of talent out there, and especially looking for some of the younger ones that you may not have heard of. But, you know, a lot of these kids are in musicals, and they got great voices. And why not give them a chance to go on down there? And it's going to be all over Facebook and all this, so you're going to, you know, but, you know, share this with your family, with your friends. They've never asked me to sing it. I sang it once, but I brought in, like, five other Marines, and together we were horrible. I mean, there wasn't one of us that was, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, the Budweiser commercials and the frogs.
Bud.
Right.
Why?
Yeah, that was us. We were out there, but we, you know what, we put our heart into it, and people applauded, and they were applauding because we put our heart into it. It was a national anthem, and we finished. I think that's what they were really applauding for. Okay, what else we have here? Well, it looks like my guest did not show up today. Hey, what's going on with Tesla? You know, I saw something, you know, here's Tesla that was the darling of the left. The darling of the left. Here was a guy that was putting electric vehicles out. He was putting them out by the millions. The people were buying them. Oh, he's saving the environment, and oh, he's brilliant and he's rich. Oh, what a great guy Elon Musk is. How the world has changed. And now, they're burning Teslas. They are attacking dealerships. They are shooting bullets into dealerships. And the thing is people that own a Tesla who bought it for, I'm going to save the climate, they're having the swastika painted on their cars. Now, Bondi, the attorney general, is saying this is terrorism. When you're burning out dealerships and you're burning cars like this, and it seems to be organized in the sense they're happening in different places. Then on top of that, people are getting swatted. Do you know what swatted is? You probably do.
I forgot.
Being swatted is people will call the police station and say, I'm being attacked. There's somebody in my house. They've got a gun. They've already shot my husband, and they're screaming. And here comes the police, come screaming in there, guns drawn, to a house that none of this is happening. And they think, oh, they're just going to bang on your house and, bang on your door. Well, no. I mean, imagine if, that they come in there and they kick open a door and here's somebody that lives there. The resident has got a gun to protect himself and somebody's kicking in his door, how this could end up.
Yeah.
The resident's going to be dead, but there could be some police shot too. No, this is a serious matter. And the FBI is really getting into this one. They're also getting into the Tesla attacks. And as Bondi says, the Attorney General says, this is terrorism. This is terrorism of a local variety here. There you're burning cars, you're burning dealerships because you dislike the guy that owns Tesla. So let's destroy the cars of people that people have bought or franchises. And then Tim Walz, the former vice president nominee, and has anybody listened to this guy? Besides the fact that he's a liar, yes, he is a liar. The fact is everybody gets into, but he's in the military. Great. I know a lot of people been in the military. In this case, this guy who is a senior enlisted advisor, the one the troops look to for guidance and leadership, quit before they, I'm going to retire, before they headed into combat. That is, in my opinion, Tim, and here, somebody make a copy of this. Tim, that was the lowest of the low, and you know it. Anyway, so he's talking about how great it was that Tesla's stock was, nosediving, and, oh, gosh, it just makes my day. It turns out that Tim Walz has got Tesla in his investments. But then he had to come out later after he said that, oh, hey, I was just a joke. You know me. I've got a big mouth. Yeah. But former vice president candidate is cheering that a company is being attacked with firebombs and terrorism. You wonder why you lost Tim? There you go. All right. Let me see here. Employees that had to go back to work for the feds, their morale is not good. Whoa. They had to go back to work in an office. Their morale is not good. They're still getting paid. They still have a job, but the morale's not good because they actually have to go back to work in an office. You know, I understand. I met a young man the other day up at the dog park, in fact. He's got a job, working in, design. And he was working down in the Bay Area, and then he was, then up in Oregon, and then he decided to come to Redding. He says, because I can work anywhere. Everything I do, I can do from my office at home. I understand that. He doesn't have to go back there. This is the way they want him to work. They want him to work from an extended distance there. However, the feds said, we either come back to work or we'll just say that, that you decided to resign because they've got billions of dollars they're spending on leases on buildings that nobody's in. Because everybody's working from home, so now they're bringing them back into buildings. Now, a lot of these buildings are going to find out they don't need, and they're going to be killing those leases probably at some time this year, whenever they come back up again. Now, it I've never worked remotely. Have you ever worked remotely in your life?
I did.
You did. Okay. Doing what?
I did have to commute, but I did. It was a lot of graphic design type stuff, so it didn't.
Okay.
It wasn't crucial that I was in a particular place.
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, but see, that's part in private industry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I understand that. The tech industry went big, where everybody, especially during COVID, and they shot everybody out of there. Now, what that had to do, what that ended up having, was a huge impact on the San Francisco commercial buildings, because once they found out they didn't need all that space, they didn't need 100,000 square feet of space. They needed 10,000 square feet of space because all the work was being done and they were going, and that worked for people. Others of them, they were calling them back in saying, you know what, we're not getting the final, you know, the final results that we need with everybody scattered all over the country. So we're bringing them back in. But it still had a major impact on the San Francisco and the Bay Area, and I'm sure LA's, commercial buildings and what they were doing there because of this. However, when you've called people back to work and if they don't want to do it, then fine, then find another job. You've got the opportunity. It's just, you know, it's just another holdover, in my opinion, from this COVID disaster we had starting March 5th, 2020. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, the Wind River Arcana, call 1-800-280. You win. Follow your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos. Yeah. It's 7:50 here, about 59 degrees, going up to 85 today. And then it starts cooling off tomorrow and start getting showers. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993. And with all the craziness going on with insurance, and if you've been noticing the stock market, she has two separate divisions, one for financial management, one for insurance. Maybe it's time to get a free review and evaluation of the plans you have, your retirement plans, your 401ks, and what about your insurance? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for that free review and evaluation by her experts. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and she's always taking care of us. All right, you know, I was talking about the Tesla and the domestic terrorism we were having. I'm circling back on that because in Texas, they found a dealership in Austin with multiple incendiary devices, not necessarily bombs, but things that would start fires, which has gotten people kind of excited down there. They went into the Tesla dealer in Austin and around 8 a.m. on Monday, where they discovered multiple ones. Imagine this, say, I don't know, multiples, 10, let's say 10, that could go off at one time if they were put together right. And you could destroy that Tesla dealership. Now, the people doing this, are they hurting Elon Musk? No. Elon Musk, richest man in the world. So what if a Tesla stock goes down? He's got other things. He's going to put men on the moon. He's got other things. You're not hurting Elon. Who are you hurting? Well, let's just say the guy that owns the Tesla dealership and his family. How about all the people that work at the Tesla dealership? Say there's 25 people working here. Well, put them out of work. You put the Tesla dealership out of work. You put all their people out of work because you are protesting Elon Musk by burning down something he doesn't even know he has. He has a dealership, some franchise. He doesn't maybe even know it's there. How, you know, he has lots of them. This is the same amount level. No, this is even stupider because it involves violence. As the national don't buy anything day. Don't buy anything from the big box stores day. Another left, far left. Idea that a lot of people bought into. Don't buy from those franchises. You mean those franchises like Jersey Mike's? Is that what you mean? Oh no, we don't mean local stores, just franchises and those big box stores and everything. You mean the big box stores in town that hire lots of locals and pay lots of taxes to our city and county? That group?
And,
or are you talking about Amazon? Oh, you don't use Amazon either. Ha.
All the leases that those big box stores pay?
You know what? It's just absolutely ludicrous, in my opinion. I mean, but what do I know? I'm just an old Marine. So, I just find this, you know, I just find these things stupid. Because, we're going to have a national We're having a national not buy something because this is the only thing we can figure out that's going to slow Trump down. There's nothing slowing Trump down. It's not going to slow him down. It's not happening. He still is going for it. If you're going to slow him down, you've got to get a lot smarter or at least get your stuff together before you do it. What other things? You know Alec Baldwin, the actor?
Yeah.
Somebody I have no respect for at all. Just none. Just not, I'm sorry, just the way I am. Has got a reality show with his family. How low? How low can it go?
Sounds boring.
I don't know. It's one of those things. You know, he was found.
Reality.
They found, yeah, well, they found him not guilty. I think they found him not guilty. I'm not sure. He keeps, you know, they keep going back to court on the shooting on the Arizona. Movie set where he killed the director, killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. So, things are changing up in DC at all times, as we know, with the different programs that keep flying out and you have judges stopping them. I still can't figure out why a judge can order the deportation of illegal people here illegally, how he can stop that from being deported. They're here illegally. And he says, well, they may not have gone through the whole process. And yet they came here illegally. And so they're rounding those up. And part of this one group was that gang, was that Trey something gang, the real, you know, the killers, I mean, the bad guys. They had them on the plane and he wanted them unloaded off the plane. But guess what? He was an hour too late. That plane had taken off and had headed back to Venezuela. We haven't talked about it yet, but we will maybe this week or next week. The suit that Shasta County brought against some citizens that was dropped. And now there's another suit from, I think, the Freedom Foundation about unions and unions being in the freedom of speech for the county officials. Not the unions. Unions can talk to the county employees about joining a union. But there's a law that says you do not have to, join a union. So I'm not sure what this lawsuit's about, but we're going to be following that. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up?
I had to tell you one thing. The one thing nobody's talking about is burning these Teslas. It's a hazmat situation. Those things are toxic when they burn.
Oh yeah,
and they're burning all these Teslas and just polluting the air. And aren't they the ones that are really trying to save the planet? And they're doing this.
Well, you know,
makes no sense.
It makes no sense anyway. I go back to the fact that who are they hurting? I mean, the only people they're hurting is the people the people that work there, the people that own the dealership. They're not hurting Musk. You think he's going to change if they're burning a couple of Tesla dealerships? No. But they're having a huge impact on the people that own the Tesla dealership and the people that work there. And people getting, I saw this one story, sad, you know, there was a Jewish gentleman that they painted, and his wife, and they painted swastikas on his Tesla. I mean, it's kind of a strange person that does this, as we know. Anyway.
Yes.
What else is going on? What else is going on?
Not much. Beautiful day in Redding, California.
Yeah, we're no longer, we're not even in the top 10 sunny cities in California.
Well,
or the U.S.
The last couple of years, I can believe that. It's rained a little bit.
It has. Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Okay. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Okay. Hey, we're going to be taking a break from the news. When we come back, we've actually got Haven Humane coming in and the CEO of Haven Humane, who's been gone for a couple of weeks or a couple of months doing all meetings and everything, and actually looks like David Letterman. His beard is out there. So when I say David Letterman, if you've seen him lately, you'll know exactly what I mean. Okay, we'll be right back after the news. Take it away.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats are outraged, Senate Republicans none too pleased about a reporter's claim that he was able to join an online session with top defense officials regarding plans to attack the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Democrats are demanding to know how the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic magazine was allowed to join a group chat that criticized the National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and others for discussing details about a planned missile attack via a commercially available app and for not doing more to verify the identities of all involved. Majority Leader John Thune told reporters on Monday Republican senators will get to the bottom of what happened. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Hegseth takes issue with the claim made by The Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg. Well, it's a sign of a warming relation between Washington and Moscow.
The Kremlin confirms Russian President Vladimir Putin has given President Trump a portrait Putin had commissioned of President Trump. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it was given to Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, during a visit to Moscow earlier this month. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, Witkoff described Trump as clearly touched by the portrait, which he described as beautiful. In 2018, Putin gave Trump a soccer ball that the Secret Service checked for listening devices before Trump gave it to his son, harkening back to a Soviet-era gift to a U.S. diplomat that turned out to be bugged. I'm Ben Thomas.
A closely watched barometer of consumer confidence, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, fell for a fourth straight month this month as Americans' anxiety about future expectations declined to a 12-year low. Following yesterday's talks with the Russians, today U.S. ceasefire negotiators back at the table meeting with Ukrainian representatives. On Wall Street, the Dow up 86 points, NASDAQ ahead 85. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
A document dump of significance in Argentina, ordered by the country's president. It could shed new light on Argentina's dark past.
30,000 people are estimated to have been killed by the military authorities between 1976 and 1983, when democracy was restored. Mr. Milei said he wanted Argentines to get a full picture of what happened during that period, including murders committed by left-wing guerrillas that were active throughout the 1970s. He said that current narrative was controlled by the left. Human rights campaigners and the opposition have welcomed the decision, but many fear most of the documents incriminating the military and the secret services have already been destroyed. The files will begin to be released on Monday.
That's the BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Ukrainian officials report more Russian attacks overnight, this time targeting the Kiev region along with areas of eastern Ukraine. 76 airstrikes in all, according to the Ukrainians. townhall.com. A double overtime thriller and an injury to one of the sport's top players, headlining Monday's women's NCAA tournament action.
Sarah Tebeasu made a tying three-pointer late in the fourth quarter and scored 8 of her 26 points in the second overtime to help fourth-seeded Maryland outlast fifth-seeded Alabama 111-108 to advance to the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament.
It was really a fight. You know, we went double overtime. We just kept playing for each other.
Kiki Iriafin scored 36 as top seed USC lost star guard Juju Watkins to a first knee injury, but still routed ninth seeded Mississippi State 96-59.
Respectfully, nobody cares on Mississippi State that we lost her, so I think for us it was just making sure that we got the job done. We want our season to be extended.
I'm guessing Cool Bob.
Firefighting crews in North Carolina battling wildfires ravaging mountainous areas, still trying to recover from Hurricane Helene. townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa, that was a little hot. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Good morning. Today, the 25th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've got David here at the helm, and is there a national day out there, buddy?
Yeah, it's National Medal of Honor Day.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that. Yes. Some people still call it the Congressional Medal of Honor, and that's not true. It's called the Medal of Honor. Did you find out how many... We got involved in other things. How many living recipients of the Medal of Honor are there still?
I'll check on that now.
I think it's like 90.
How many total?
Oh, total? Oh, I don't know. Because the Medal of Honor was handled differently in the Civil War and the wars after and the Spanish-American War, it became a lot more stringent. The activities or what a person was recommended for became a lot more stringent after
61. 61 recipients
still
are alive.
Still alive. Yeah,
it says over 3,500.
3,500
have since 1861.
Yeah, but they had a different criteria. Like Tom Custer had two of them, and had two medals. And it was for heroism or things. There was a woman, I think it was Clara Bow, the one that did the Red Cross stuff that started that. I believe she or one of the doctors, a woman doctor, was awarded the medal. And then that was rescinded, I don't know, years and years later, saying, yes, she provided great service, but it wasn't in a heroic manner. So that kind of thing. Anyway, that's happening. Did you know the Medal of Honor Society has a ball the same night as the inauguration balls are going on? And they bring in all the living recipients for a dinner. And usually the president stops by during that evening. I don't know if they did it this year. I know that the first time it didn't happen was when President Obama was inaugurated. I don't know if you understood what he was supposed to do, or didn't realize it was important, but the optics on it wasn't really good after that. So, hey, the weather. Today, 85 degrees. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be beautiful. And tonight, it starts clouding up, and then tomorrow, we got a chance at showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Thursday, Friday, Friday could be thunderstorms too. Friday night, showers. Now, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. And Saturday night, we go back a chance of showers. And Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 60s or high 50s. So today looks like it could be the last really good one of the week. So enjoy. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business. They've been doing this for 30 years, three generations of the Kinney family. Locally owned, locally operated, they treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I had to go look his name up on the website. Yeah, it's been months since I've seen him. I didn't even know he still looked there. And he, if you've seen David Letterman lately, with that huge beard that David Letterman has, that's what Mark looks like. But you had the best answer in the world. Why do you have your beard?
Our Bark, Wine, and Brew this year is themed for pirates, so I will have a full pirate beard by the time October gets here.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've grown a beard, you know, being in the military, too.
It's true.
Retiring from the military. For 20 years, I could.
You've had a goat.
I've had a goatee since I retired. I haven't shaved the chin since I retired from the Air Force in 2009, but
yeah.
It's the first time I've grown a beard before, but never like a long beard.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I have, a lot more respect for people that have a well-groomed long beard now because it's work. It's not. It's you can't just wake up and go.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I just saw a little bird's head come in out of your beard.
You may have. You may have.
Hey, Carl.
I think I got some snacks in there too.
I haven't. What
are you going to tell people?
What? Oh, about the yeah, I'm growing my rodeo stash.
So yeah, you can almost see it.
It just started today. It's already longer than most of your beard.
No, it's not.
Your beard is something that we should not talk about, though we could the whole hour. But
right.
Okay, so are you going to braid it?
Yes. Well, I'm not. I'm going to have somebody do it.
Okay, you know that Captain Kidd, when he would attack, he had his beard braided. And at the end of the braids, he had fuses. For the cannon.
I won't be doing that.
He had them braided in there, and he would light the fuses. So those fuses would be lit and smoking when he'd be leading the attack.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No. I mean, I'd be totally fine with it, but I think there's some rules against that at the event center. So.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So good morning. Where have you been the last couple of months?
Let's see. One of them, I was at a conference, a CEO conference for the CEOs in animal care, and that was down in San Mateo. And it was a great conference. Really enjoyed it. We had, I think, close to 70 to 80 of the CEOs and executive directors of shelters all across the state. So
like,
it was
shelters like yours,
shelters, all different shelters.
Okay,
because purely nonprofit with government contracts, government agencies.
Oh, okay,
so it was just all shelter directors across the state, and we had a bunch of them. It's through an organization called Cal Animals that runs basically all the shelters, and I'm on a couple of state level committees through them and everything. So it was really good to be with peers, but also to hear about the legislation that's being proposed, the legislation that's coming down, the legislation that we might be working on in the future, some of the struggles that other shelters are having, which is, you know, similar to the struggles that we're having, and what they're doing to get around it and everything else, which is good.
What do you see coming down on the legislative side that's going to happen?
Well, it just depends.
That could be a big impact.
Not a lot that's going to be a big impact on us, to be honest.
Okay.
There's nothing that's going to be a huge impact to us locally. There are some things that hopefully will help with quality of life. They're trying to get more ability for registered veterinary technicians, which is basically you have your veterinarian and you have your RVTs, which are licensed veterinary technicians.
They're like,
so registered.
They're like the nurse practitioners.
No, they're more like an RN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
A registered nurse. They're more like
got
that.
It.
And they can do more stuff because they're licensed registered vet tech, but they're trying to get them to be able to do more stuff, more medical.
Take the load
stuff
off.
Yeah, to help with the veterinarians.
Like PAs do, though. For
similar to that, there is talk about possibly doing a PA program, but I think we're a long ways off from that. But, yeah, giving RVTs a little bit more responsibility I think is a great idea. They definitely are very knowledgeable in the field and can help out. And with the veterinary shortage, that would help as well. They're not going to be doing surgeries or anything like that.
No, but they could do well.
They could do some stuff. Kind of. Yeah, they have to have a vet there. There's all these rules, so they're going through that, and that would help a little bit locally with really all of our veterinarian that's in town. But nothing else that's, you know, too wild. And then the second month, which was February, I was actually in Disneyland. So we went to Disneyland family, got to see my kid and her husband, and we took an exchange student from Bolivia with us as well. So it was
had they ever been to Disneyland?
He had been to Disney World, not Disneyland. So it was the first time at Disneyland. He had a great time.
Disneyland.
Yeah. I love Disneyland.
I know you do. You go there every year.
Yeah, we didn't go in 24. So
wow.
Yeah, we went the end of 23, but we didn't go at all in 24.
So. Well, see, I'm not a Disneyland kind of guy. So, I mean, I've gone to, I mean, years ago. I mean, I remember riding the mules in Disneyland. Can
yeah,
you
they
remember
don't
back
have, they
that
don't,
far?
They don't have those. No.
They had
yeah.
they had mules that you could walk through the what was it? The Painted Desert they called it. And it was just set up and you get on a mule and you ride through it, and that's when we found out that I was allergic. I was allergic to whatever they sprayed on the mules.
It's
and my eyes swelled shut.
It's so. Changed a little bit since then.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of those.
Yeah, it's sure. changed a little bit. Since
okay, hey, I'm here with Mark Story and from Haven Humane. We got a number of things to talk about, but right now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only, you know, three times Best of the North State winners in a row here. And they just donated this beautiful, beautiful necklace to Chicks and Chaps. I mean, this thing is, it fits like on a bolo tie, and it's as big around as my hand. I'm not kidding you. That's, I mean, this thing is turquoise, and it's beautiful. But this is just some of the things they do. They help out local nonprofits. They have great service. They have the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They are just great people down at Four Winds Jewelry, located, again, at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They've been around for over 30 years. Leonard started it and then sold it to Rebecca and Henry. You're not going to be sorry. This is the only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, the 25th of March, 8:20 in the morning. About 59 degrees out there, going up to 85 today, my friends. Sunny, beautiful. Tomorrow, starts raining again. It's going to be like this till like next Tuesday. So there. Hey, I've got two tickets for the Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th, right down at the Civic. This is good for either day, April 5th or 6th. And it's free for you if you call 530-605-456-56 or 7, any one of those. In fact, we'll take two people for two tickets apiece. 605-456. They've got everything there at this expo. I'm going to be there. I can't miss it. And my guest today is Mark Santa Story, because he's growing a beard for the big Pirates thing that's happening on Bark, Wine, and Brew. And okay, you've got a lot of stuff going. Let's hit it.
I do.
Let's hit it.
So let's talk about, we had our follow-up. This is a follow-up to our Junior Picasso pet portrait, which is great. So Sycamore Elementary, their art teacher has, we have people that send in pictures of their pets, and the art teacher.
Hey, David, take two, you know, take two people for it, okay? If you called and you hung up, call back again. You're going to get two tickets also. Okay, sorry, man.
Yeah, no. And Sycamore Elementary does this great thing. People send in their pet portraits, and then the kids do these Junior Picasso pet portraits. So we had 95 submissions of pet portraits, which was great. We'll be sharing those in our posts, social media-wise, so take a look at them. But they're super cute. They're adorable. We did it last year with all of our dogs. We're so glad we did.
People must want these tickets. Yep. Okay.
Well, it's a great event.
It is a great event.
Doggy Dash. We had our Doggy Dash a week ago Saturday.
Yeah.
The 15th. Yep. It was great. It snowed the day before, so we were kind of worried. We had to go pick up trailers with some side-by-sides that Cresco sponsored for us, and I'm driving down I-5. Jim and I are driving down I-5 in two separate vehicles with going to get the trailers, and I'm just laughing because it's just dumping snow. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. But it was cold that morning, but we didn't get any rain. We didn't get any rain until after the event was over, which was great. So
yeah.
Thank you to everybody who sponsored it. Thank you to everybody who came out. Thank you to all the vendors. We had 220 registered runners. It was a great community event. The vendors had a good time. All the people had a great time. We had lots of dogs out there. Of course, the course is absolutely beautiful because it just runs right along the river trail all the way across the bridge and then back. We'll be doing it again next year, so we hope we have more people come out next year. But it really was a great event. And then we have our Daniel Z9 Memorial Putt for Paws coming up. It's going to be Friday, May 9th. It's going to be at Gold Hills Golf Course. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to tee off at 8 o'clock. We're going to have lunch during the during the event, so you'll pick up your lunch while you're out on the course. We are looking for more teams. We've got about 10 teams that are still available to come out for, and we're hoping, well, we're going to fill, and we're going to fill soon. You can, we also need sponsors. So we need whole sponsors, and we need other sponsors as well. So if you're interested in that, you can go on our website, havenhumane.org. You can also call our development department at 241-5262 and talk to that team. Check-in will begin at 7:30, and it's a shotgun start at 8 a.m. So
you're going to serve, what, give them bag lunches? Or
no, they're making lunches out there, and you'll just pick them up while you're out there. It's pretty common on them.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like the ninth hole or something like that?
No, it's on two holes, actually. So it's on the, I think it's on the front and the back because okay. The shotgun starts. So
yeah,
you start.
Sure.
And I think lunch starts somewhere around 11, a little after 11 is what they were telling me. And then, yeah, you'll get your lunch while you're out there.
Oh, okay.
And then when you come in, then we'll do the awards quicker and stuff. Cause that's one of the things. Once people get done with the tournaments, they kind of want to go. Yeah, they're tired. And I get it.
Yeah.
And so that's been kind of a delay. So we will have amazing raffles. We're going to have some great prizes. We're going to have prizes for first, second, and third teams as always. We'll have a long drive, the closest to the pin. We'll also have, a hole in one.
High-low poker.
Competition. We'll have the high-low poker, and we will have the straight drive as well. So we're going to have lots of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Gold Hills. We're excited to be out at Gold Hills this year. So it's a little bit of a change of venue for us, but we're excited about it, and I think it's going to be a great year. So please come out. We have 15 teams so far. We can have 25, so we got 10 spots.
Need more teams.
Yeah, need more teams.
Okay,
and need more sponsors.
Let's go to the phones. Greg, good morning. Do you have something for Haven Humane?
Good morning.
Do you have something for Haven Humane?
Well, I was just calling in for the Sportsman Expo ticket.
Oh. Well,
yep, he won.
Oh, he won. Well, great.
And they said, am I on the air?
Really?
You won. You got him. Just come on down and pick him up.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, just come on down to 1326 Market Street and pick those tickets up.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I'm in the market for recurve, so that's great.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You
bet. All right.
All right, bye-bye. David, how many people were calling? How many did you get to talk to?
I talked to three.
Did they all get tickets?
Yes.
Okay, but you kept Greg on, huh?
Yeah, he said, am I on the air? I said, do you want to be? He said, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Congrats.
I love that. Okay, so we need more people. We need more teams for the Daniel...
Zanine
Memorial Putt for Paws, which is a great, great event. And then your favorite event of the year.
Zumba Bash. Yeah. It's going to be August 16th. We'll have more details to follow on that. So
okay.
We'll be talking about that more. And then, of course, our big event, which is going to be October 4th, Saturday, October 4th, which is Bark, Wine, and Brew. This year's theme is Pirates. So we want people to start reserving your tables early. If you... continue to watch on our website, havenhumane.org, and we'll be updating that, and we will have sponsorship stuff very soon. We'll be sending out from Annie and the team in our development department, so that will come up. Also, a couple of shout-outs to all of our supporters and sponsors and donors. We've had...
Wait, let's go back, because we ain't got a minute.
Yeah.
To this one, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Okay.
Just let me tell you, you know, we've been associated with this thing for years. And I, you know, the way that people dress up and then decorate their tables is just magnificent. But their dessert auction is one of a kind. Everybody has dessert auctions, but you have never seen the dessert auctions like you have at Bark, Wine, and Brew. These are, you know, when it was the aliens, they had the alien coming out of somebody's stomach from, aliens.
Yeah.
And all these things.
That was the 80s theme movie.
This place, it sells out. Get your tickets early and it's going to be Pirates. So, I mean, we're already thinking. I heard one guy that was going to have, do a therapeutic amputation below his knee. Just so he could, no.
I'm growing a beard.
You're growing a beard, which is, by the way, scary. This is just a great event, and it's more than just a dinner and, oh, here's this or here's that. I mean, you get to meet people that make Haven Humane what it is. And, it's just, you don't need me selling tickets for you because it always sells out, but I would get yours as soon as they go on
Yeah, they will sell out early, yeah. I think, this year. But, you know, it's a great night. It's my favorite night of the year because it's a night where we get to celebrate everything we've done the whole year. And we get to celebrate with all of our supporters and a lot of our sponsors and donors and supporters and our team. And it's just a fun night. So, and the fact that we get to dress up is fun. I actually already have 99% of my costume ready to go.
Well, it's 99% of your costume is on your face.
Oh, no. It goes way beyond that. So.
All right. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same place since 1967. It's kind of, you know, if you remember where Lucky Miller's used to be or Subway, it's across the parking lot from them there. Been in that same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. The only one I've gone to since I moved here to Renton many years ago. Never had a bad haircut, just great people down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. So that you can make it work on your schedule, and that's the way I do it. Go in, get a great haircut, roll out, and it's man's last stronghold. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. So when I hear people talking about, oh yeah, they do this and they do that and they'll spray, I just go, barbershop. We'll be right back.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This one goes out to Mark's beard.
Woolly bully. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, buddy, how many sets of tickets do we give away? Three?
Two.
Okay, two sets of tickets, so make sure you come in and get them. And we're here with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, who has spent the last, 2 years of his life growing his beard and still managing to run the Haven Humane. Okay, what else we have here?
So I want to thank our sponsors and our donors because we had two social media pushes recently. One was for a hot dog warmer fundraiser. And through your generous donations, we were able to purchase the controllers and three warming blankets. So I know they're called hot dog warmers, but they are for the prep tables. For surgery, and they keep the body temperature warm, so it actually helps them through the whole process. If they start out with an even body temperature, it helps them through the whole process of the surgery.
That's great.
Which is great, and so thank you for that. And then we just did a Benabone fundraiser. It's still going.
I saw
you
that.
Can actually,
what is first of all, what is a Benabone? I thought
you have one sitting right there.
That's a Benabone?
Yes.
God, he loves that.
That's so funny. He asked because it's literally sitting like 3 feet.
No, I thought they were.
Yes,
I thought they were.
No, they're hard. They're a hard plastic that they can chew and it's safe.
It is safe. I mean, they can't bust their
right.
Okay.
So we did this on social media. You can still give to this. You can go to our website, ways to give. You can select our wish list, and it's got a link to Chewy.com with some of the stuff on there, but. We got donated over $6,000 worth of Benabones in just a matter of a few days, which is absolutely amazing.
You know what? You said that to me, and I thought, you know, because Mark and I kid around a lot, and I went over and looked at it, and sure enough,
it says Benabone.
Benabone on
it's
it.
It's the color.
Look at the look what.
Those aren't the ones that we use, but that's...
Look what Buford's done.
Yeah, and I have them for my dog, too. They're fantastic, but...
He went through a week of just chewing it. Because
of the way they come apart, they don't come apart enough to where it can get lodged or hurt them.
What about...
That's how they're designed. And I could tell it was a Benabone because they're all that same brown color.
Well, I tell you what...
Yeah, so thank you to everybody who did that. Like I said, over $6,000 was donated, so we have... Enough Benabones to get us through the next few months, which is great. Thank
that
you so much to that to everybody. Our vet hospital has been super busy and continues to be. We're still on our winter hours for the walk-in vaccine clinic until May. Watch for updates on social media because if the heat gets here earlier, then we may change that to April. But right now we're still on track to continue with the 2 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's outside our vet hospital, so be prepared for the weather. Cats must be in a proper size carrier. Our Feral Fiesta, which is all feral cats, is the last Thursday of the month, which is, I believe, this Thursday, right?
It is.
This Thursday. And that is going to be, we're spaying or neutering up to 50 feral cats. It's a first-come, first-serve. Drop-off is at 7:15 and pick-up same day at 4 p.m. The cost is $45. Vouchers are available to help with that. So those are our feral or community cats. The cat's ear will be tipped so that we know that they are spayed or neutered. Our vet hospital is also doing 7 trap, neuter, release surgeries Monday through Thursday. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap, and it must be a normal cat trap. We actually have this great metal example of the traps out front and what you can and can't have, which is right out the front of the hospital. For those drop-offs, Monday through Thursday, you need to be there at 7:15 for check-in. The cost, again, is $45. We also have vouchers for that. And you can call 241-2550 for voucher information. And we also have our Princess Memorial Spay and Neuter Day, which is the second Thursday of every month. And it's brought to us by a very generous community member who is an anonymous cat lover. She's amazing. And so the second Thursday of every month, we'll spay neuter up to 40 cats free of charge. Cats need to be in a live humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap allowed. We do have the sizes. Again, cats' ears will be tipped. And there's a 5-cat limit per household per month on those.
Okay, so this is a lot of information. It's all on the website.
It is.
But we have a problem, as do many rural areas, well, maybe even the urban, with cats. And being able to bring them in and have them fixed, and you take them right back out to where they were, and you drop them off, they're not going to procreate, but they're going to stay in that area and keep other cats away. And if we do this enough, eventually in 10, 20 centuries, we will have it finished.
A little quicker than that, but...
Right. But, you know, the only way you could really do it, in my opinion, is if you're on an island. And I think that was one of the studies they did.
Yeah, and even then it took years. Yeah.
It took years because there's no way... Well, I guess people could bring in the cats, but the only way you're going to have less of these of cats is by neutering.
Yeah, we have to stop the cycle. Yeah. And that's what... And it takes everybody working together to make that happen.
Okay.
So... And we're doing our part, and these are some of the programs that we are using. We have some amazing trappers that trap, and they do their part. We have some amazing colony feeders that feed the colonies, and they do their part. And if all of them are following the guidelines that have been set out, many of them by a place called Alley Cat Allies, which is back east. They've been doing this for decades now. They have set some really good guidelines on what's successful and what's not successful. And if you follow those guidelines, then we will be successful. And like you said, it's not a 5-year plan. It's a much longer plan than that. But the sooner the neighborhoods start doing this, the sooner they will start to see a decrease in the number of cats.
Just think if you did. Just think if you reduced it by 10% a year.
Exactly.
I mean, now you're talking 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's going to be exponential, too, because the more you do, the less kittens are going to be. So.
Well, and I think that, honestly, it's a bigger problem than, you know, what we talked about. But realistically speaking, yes, we have a problem with, and I'm not going to say it shouldn't be a problem, but we have a lot of cats that are community cats. They may not have just one family.
Yeah, we have a couple on our street.
But the bigger problem is we have lots of people that own their own pets that aren't spayed and neutered, and that has to be correct. People need to understand how important it is to spay and neuter their pets. And if their pets are spayed and neutered, then that cuts down.
You know, it's funny. We were up at the dog park. I know you don't like dog park, but we do.
No. I love the dog park. Oh. I just don't want to bring my dogs there because I'm afraid that my dogs will misbehave. But I love the dog park.
Well, and Buford's not a fighter, and he loves to play. But yesterday up at the dog park were two pitties, both of them intact males. One of them was a real pain in the butt, and his owner, she was doing nothing. I mean, she had no control. The other one, on the other hand, which was bigger and older, was just a love. He was not aggressive in any way, came up for his pets, but the other one was trying to mount all these other dogs. And, you know, that, when you look at it, you wonder, why is the dog still intact? And, you know, why do people, unless you're going to breed them, the dog's happier.
Well, we don't need anybody breeding. I will say that
straight
up because
unless they're like, you know, I'm going to breed this dog because it's got all these bloodlines. Okay.
I will say in some defense, it is expensive and difficult to get animals spayed and neutered right now. We have over 1,000 people on a waiting list to get their animals spayed and neutered.
Whoa.
That's how big the need is right now. But a few years ago, you could have gotten your animal in and got them spayed and neutered very easily.
Can you tell me how we can then take care of 500 calves in one day? Neuter them, give them all their shots.
That's completely different.
And let them, you know, how?
That's completely different.
Why?
You said calves?
Calves.
Yeah, because of the way you do it. But we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah?
We're not going to do that with
calves. I mean, you're removing testicles.
We're not doing that with
dogs. Well, I know you don't because they're dogs and they're dogs in there, you know, oh, they're my baby. You have no problem doing it with calves.
I don't do it with calves.
I have. So they get up. They ain't happy, but they're okay. Yeah. All right. Moving right along.
The humane part, right?
Yeah.
It's the humane in the name.
Yes, exactly.
Well, okay.
So adoption. So we have, speaking of... And all of our animals that get adopted are spayed and neutered prior to going home, or they will come back and get spayed and neutered if they can't get spayed and neutered for some reason before they
maybe
go out.
Maybe too young.
Maybe too young. Not they don't weigh enough, or they could have a cold or something, and they can't get done. So we would do them afterwards. But they have to be spayed and neutered before the adoption is finalized. But we are participating in the PetSmart National Adoption Event. This will be at our PetSmart kiosk on Hilltop. All dog adoptions will be $25, and cat adoptions will be $10. Our hours at PetSmart during this event are Wednesday from 11 to 3:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 12:30 to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 11 to 3:30. And I believe that is going to be next weekend, which is April. So that's going to be April 2nd through the 6th, I believe, is when that is.
The 2nd through the 6th?
Yes, and that's going to be the PetSmart National Adoption Event at PetSmart.
Oh, okay.
PetSmart.
Got it.
Yep. And then we are starting the first Saturday of every month. We will be at the Reading Farmers Market at City Hall with adoptable dogs. So that's something that new we haven't done in the past, but we are going to start doing that. So every first Saturday, weather permitting, we will be there with some dogs, adoptable dogs. So if you're going out to the market, Farmers Market, which is great, just come out, say hi. See what we got there for adoptable dogs, and maybe you want to add to your family, or maybe you just want to come say hi, but come say hi to the volunteers and staff that will be there every Saturday for the Farmers Market, which is the first Saturday of each month.
Okay. And it's time for us to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages, 8:45 in the morning, and we're talking with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about the adoption events going on. And I tell you what, our life has become, well, it becomes different when you adopt an animal, but it's become better. We were just talking about that yesterday with Buford. And maybe we were just blessed to get a dog like Buford, or maybe he was blessed to get somebody like us, or maybe it's just it's a two-way street there. But we have not regretted one instant from the day we adopted him. And if you're thinking about it, going down to Haven Humane, go to one of these adoption events, you're not going to be sorry. We'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience glowing wild at Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. It's going to be beautiful today, but then the rain starts again tomorrow, my friends, for the next week. So enjoy today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, family-owned, family-run business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people. 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking, gosh, all these things are going on. The vet hospital updates, adoptions. What else we got, buddy?
Well, I want to make a correction. So the PetSmart National Adoption Event is this week. So it actually starts tomorrow. So we will be at our PetSmart kiosk tomorrow, Wednesday, from 11 to 3:30, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 12:30 to 7, so extended hours for us there, and then Sunday from 11 to 3:30. And again, all dogs there will be $25 adoption fee, and cats will be $10 adoption fee. So, yeah, we're going to have some great dogs there.
You know what? We just love the animals you bring through here. I mean, you know what? Each one seems to be just so adoptable.
Yeah, I actually, the last couple days, last week and then yesterday, I walked through the kennels a few times in the adoption kennel, and we have so many just amazing dogs right now. We have great cats as well, but I didn't interact with them. Not that I don't like cats. I love cats, but I am allergic to cats, so I don't interact with them as much. But the dogs that I did interact with yesterday, oh, my gosh, we have so many just amazing dogs. We have a lot of labs. A lot of pit bulls. We have some huskies that are absolutely amazing. I saw a little chihuahua named Prima Donna in there yesterday that had just been moved up. She was so cute. We just have some fantastic dogs. There's some puppies in there. We just have great dogs that are all looking for forever
homes. Hey, let me tell you, I've been watching these reels on huskies, and I watched the huskies up in the dog park and how they interact. They're great. They're out there. They want to play. They're at least the ones I've seen up there, and probably 2 or 3 a week, and just great dogs. But watching those reels, they are, this is why,
characters.
This is why I know Buford's got part husky.
Oh, yeah.
They sit there and they look at you. They're judgmental, and that's what he does. Crosses his legs in front, and you've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at you, and you feel like, what?
He's looking right in your soul. I know.
Did I do something wrong here?
We have a dog named Maverick that's at Haven. I think Maverick's come in.
Yeah, Maverick's been on.
He's a husky. He's red. And he has these really just ice blue eyes that are just gorgeous. They look like, they look like the White Walkers from Game of Thrones for when you saw that, but not in a creepy way. They look really cool. He is the sweetest boy. He loves people. He loves other dogs. He played in playgroup with another dog that I absolutely adore named Bamboo last week, and they had the best time. He gets so excited when he sees other dogs. So if you have another dog and you're looking for a new member of your family that gets along with other dogs, Maverick is the dog for you. He is amazing.
I played with him yesterday. Again, he is just, oh God, he's hysterical. He is very fun dogs. And like I said, we have so many great dogs right
well,
now.
Well, you know, when you see dogs like that, you know, the Maverick's been in here, and I can't understand why he hasn't been in here.
No, neither can any of us, and he's been with us for a long time, and we're yeah. really wanting him to find yeah. a forever home because he so deserves one, and he's such a good boy. He's such a love, and he's
yeah. If he's great. Anything like Buford. I can see it.
Yeah,
I
mean, and he's not super big. He's not a huge husky. He's actually fairly small.
Pounds?
Yeah, he's probably running around 50, yeah. 55, maybe. Probably more like 50, yeah. Yeah, he's not a huge
husky. So he's kind of he's a small husky. Now.
Yeah, he's a small husky for sure, but he's just, oh, God, he's gorgeous. I mean, he's absolutely beautiful. But
yeah.
And like I said, he's just one of, we have so many great dogs in there, it's ridiculous. And we have some, you know, just some great lab mixes that are all looking for homes. They're just goofy, and I call them Labradorks. But they're so sweet, and we just have so many great dogs in there right now. Well, it's amazing.
I saw a national article yesterday, the day before. I was going to save it for you, and I'll go back and find it. But it's about what everybody's facing right now with so many animals are coming in, and so many good animals are coming in, and what they're trying to do to try and get them, you know, get them adopted and find homes for them or rescue them. You know, it's not just here. At Haven Humane, you all trade dogs around in the best sense of the word. Maybe take them to a different area.
Yeah, we don't trade. We have rescue partners that have their rescues that aren't open in mission shelters like we are. So we right. have to take stray dogs in, right? So these organizations don't. So they're not contracted with cities or local areas. And they don't have to bring them in. So they bring in what they want to bring in. And so they come to us and say, hey, you know, we've got 4 kennels available right now to put adoptable dogs in. We'll take Maverick and we'll take Mochi and we'll take, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll take them and they will take them and get them adopted, which is great. And they have been huge. Our rescue partners are absolutely amazing. But the last year and a half-ish, they've all been full. So yes, we are still sending them out. And Katrina, who you know well, who comes sure. in every Friday, she is our rescue coordinator, and it is a very difficult job. So she has got to keep these relationships with these folks. So when they do have space, they want to come to us, and they know that we're going to give them the best animals that we possibly can. Healthy, well adjusted and everything else, which is what we focus on for all of our animals. And so they do that, and we're thankful for them, and Katrina does a great job of working with them. But the numbers are down on rescue because their numbers are up, because the numbers are up everywhere on intake. So it is more difficult right now for that. So we're thankful for everyone that does do that and is able to take animals from us and help us with space. And, you know, we may have a dog like Maverick who's been here for a long time go to a different shelter or a different rescue, and they get adopted within the first
right
few
away.
Days. Because
yeah.
sometimes it's just a change of scenery.
Well,
you know,
a different group of people.
Yeah. So
super.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 2 minutes and 46 seconds left.
Okay, well, I want to reiterate that we've got our Daniel's A&I Memorial Putt for Paws coming up May 9th. We're looking for more teams. We're looking for whole sponsors as well as other sponsorships. Again, you can get information on that at havenhumane.org, or you can call our development folks at 241-5262. They would love to talk to you about either of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you're a golfer, put a team together. It's a lot of fun. It's a scramble. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's, you know, you can be competitive if you want to, or you can be like my team. We just go out and have fun and, you know, honor Daniel. Our team is made up of all folks that golfed with Daniel. So, in fact, one of our guys, Bud, wears one of Daniel's old golf shirts when he comes out and plays, which is funny. And he wears the same one every year.
Cool.
Which is great. So, and it's all in honor of Daniel, who loved golf and who was a longtime employee and our CFO before we lost him in 2020. So
gotcha.
Named it after him, and it's been
5 years now, huh?
Yeah. It's
wow.
been a very successful tournament, and it's a lot yep. of fun, and we're excited about it.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, as usual. Thank you very much for being here and for what you do for our community. All you and every one of your people, all your volunteers are just, you know what, just stalwarts of our community.
Yeah, speaking of real quick, I want to thank all the volunteers. With all these things we talked about, we couldn't do it without our volunteers, and our volunteers have been amazing through all of these, and we have tons of stuff coming up, and the volunteers will be a huge part of that as well.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we've got Shruck coming in here. At 7:30, we have the Psychic Fair, and a bunch of psychics are rolling in here, not psychos, psychics, at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, is going to join us with the latest on what's happening with this new public safety forums that are going on and what to look for maybe in the next few months. All of this is on Wednesday right here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're followed, of course, by Armstrong and Getty. And if you have not listened to them because, oh, I go do it, no. Do yourself a favor and listen to Armstrong and Getty. These guys are funny. They are libertarians, and nobody is safe from what they talk about out there. And then, of course, Dave Ramsey, and then after Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin. So it's a full day here. Anyway, enjoy today. It's going to rain tomorrow, according to the forecast. God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.